We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Derek and Cody with you. Guys, we're going to be talking day three of the NFL draft and what we can expect from the Indianapolis Colts here. But before we get into that, we'll say that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to visit the Prize Picks app today and use the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match when you sign up. But guys, there's a lot of interesting players, situations, and things that could happen for Indy in day three. I mean, honestly, Cody, it's a lot more than what I previously thought could happen in this type of round here, because, you know, just looking at some of the guys that are starting off in the top 15 best overall available players just from ESPN's rankings, I mean, there is a lot of really good players still left here that Indy can fill some holes with.
Yeah, and they'll certainly have the ability to do so, right? Five picks here in day number three. Obviously, with the trade down in the second round, the Colts acquired two picks here in round number five. So the Colts, just so you guys know, these are the pick numbers the Colts have: 117 overall, 142 overall, 151 overall, 155 overall, and then they rounded out in the seventh round with 234. So Indy has a lot of ability here, Derek, to, number one, if they want to, address it in a lot of different ways, add a lot of different players here, at least five players they potentially can. Or, Derek, if there's a player they feel like they want to trade up for. I mean, we saw them do it last night with Matt Gonclaves, where they traded up for him and gave away their sixth-round pick, right? So Indianapolis still has five picks in this draft, which is just absolutely wild. They do a lot of this work. And this is honestly, Derek, where, you know, this is where I know a lot of the flashier picks come in the first couple days, but this is honestly something, Derek, where this is where your scouting pays off, right? This is where those things that you take all that time, all those hours in the day, and all those hours in the weeks and months that you do it, mm-hmm. I mean, this is where the money is made, right? Yep. This is honestly where the Indianapolis Colts have found guys, right? We've seen them find guys on day number three in a lot of different situations. So the Colts have five darts at the dartboard, if you want to use that analogy, or potentially the opportunity and the flexibility, again, to trade up and get a guy if they truly deem like, we need to trade up or he's going to be gone and we don't want to risk losing him here. So definitely a great situation for Indianapolis to be here on day number three. And like you mentioned, a ton of prospects here for the Colts in day number three to consider. Some guys that we never expected that would fall here to day number three that are sitting here and are available. And some guys that I really think can help your football team immediately, Derek. So definitely think it's a great situation for the Colts here in day number three. I already added three really talented guys that are going to help you out right away. Some guys obviously will play a little bit more than others, but regardless, you think you have three guys that could be future starters and potentially really good players for you, potentially some guys that could even be better than that, and it could be top players of their position if they fulfill all of their potential. But yeah, this is day three, and this is going to be where it's going to get interesting, and I know we can talk about a few of these prospects as well, but there are guys that we potentially have the Indianapolis Colts that they are interested in taking on day two. that are still sitting here, you know, when round four will commence, and potentially some other guys that can fall when Indianapolis goes to the fifth round and they have, you know, three picks there all within, you know, 10 to 15 of each other. So there's a lot of opportunity there for Indy to do a lot of things if they deem it necessary and they find a prospect that stands out amongst the others.
Yep. An annual quote that Ari always puts out, and it's from the great Bill Polian. Rounds one through three are the easy picks to make. Mm-hmm. Rounds four through seven are the picks that make Super Bowl champions. So, again, there are a lot of players here that get taken in these rounds, and a lot of these guys, even some of the best players in the NFL right now, are guys that were taken in these rounds. I mean, even some of the best players on the Indianapolis Colts team right now were day three guys. I mean, we talk about Zaire Franklin, mm-hmm. we talk about EJ Speed, a couple of those guys right there, mention that.
Even last year, you drafted Jalen Jones and he played a lot of snaps for you. Now, again, there was, you know, good and bad there, but Jalen Jones, I mean, you found him in round seven and he was pretty much your number two outside corner for the majority of the year. Yeah. So it happens all the time. And obviously before that, Isaiah Rodgers suspension, he was a sixth round pick.
Yep.
So it can be had. Guys can be found. But again, it is a little bit of a shot in the dark, right? Because you see on the other flip side, other guys that you go after that don't necessarily fulfill their potential. So it really is, I think, and this is why I think even more for the Indianapolis Colts, we're going to see some traits taken here, especially rounds five through seven for Indianapolis. I think that's a real possibility for them. There's a lot of guys with a lot of traits still available as well. So I think that bodes well for the Colts.
Yep, and Indy with five picks, as you mentioned, and three of those being in the fifth round. And they're really going to have three picks all within the span of about 15 picks in between each other. So the Indianapolis Colts are going to be really busy in that fifth round if they keep those picks. And who knows, maybe we see another trade opportunity where they trade up to go and get a guy that they know they want to get because mm-hmm. they have flexibility with all those fifth round picks. Now, we look at a couple different places here that we think Indy could potentially go with for players, running back being one of them. We talked about quite a few running backs that could potentially get taken here. Jalen Wright still available out of Tennessee. Braylon Allen there at Wisconsin, a fan favorite. Everybody's talking about Braylon Allen. Isaac Garendo, who you and I have had in multiple mock drafts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Bucky Irving from Oregon, Audric Estime from Notre Dame, and Will Shipley is a name that's been brought up quite a bit for Clemson. So, I mean, if you're taking a running back here at any point, Cody, there's going to be a lot of them still here.
A lot of athletic guys. You didn't mention Tyrone Tracy out of Purdue. I know one guy, mock to the Colts, Kamani Vidal, sitting there as well out of Troy. You know, a little bit smaller running back, but he is 5'8", but he's 215. So he's got kind of really – he's a unique back in that way. But you're right. There are tons of options for Indianapolis here at running back. I think in round five, they could have their choice of a lot of these different guys, which I think is definitely a great thing because we've talked about backup running back. You think the Colts need to add there in some capacity, and they're going to have the ability to do so with one of those fifth-round picks. Or even if they say, hey, a guy like Braylon Allen, how is he still sitting here? Let's take him with our fourth-round pick. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like somebody like that, I could see that totally happening for the Indianapolis Colts. But, yeah, definitely a great draft to need a running back on day three.
Yep, absolutely. And then we go back to the wide receiver thing. Mm-hmm. I know the Indianapolis Colts got one of their weapons already, but the Indianapolis Colts are never afraid to take more weapons and more guys if they feel that that can put more competition in the group. The number one wide receiver still left, Troy Franklin, who a lot of us thought was going to get taken at 46.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew that at some point, Troy Franklin, most people had him as a second rounder. So not entirely sure why Troy Franklin is falling, but Reggie Wayne definitely likes Troy Franklin. Maybe if he falls to 117, maybe it's just too good to pass up. Brendan Rice, son of legendary wide receiver Jerry Rice, is still there. Javon Baker, Devontae Walker, Malik Washington, Johnny Wilson, Jamari Thrash, Anthony Gold. I mean, the list just keeps going on and on.
There's more
wide receivers here.
There's a lot more
to take. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys here. I mean, Johnny Wilson would be a dream for me. 6'6". He's one of the highest rated athletic wide receivers in this draft. So we've got the size and the athleticism. That would be hard to pass up if I'm Chris Ballard and the Colts because just those traits alone are just pretty insane, to be honest with you. So would definitely love to get a player like Johnny Wilson, or really any of these guys. You know, Devontae Walker we talk about as well. Would love that. I mean, there's so many guys.
It'll be interesting, though, because day three wide receivers have never really been a strong suit for Chris Ballard. You know,
like
he's taken chances on them, a lot of them. And, you know, a lot of it just hasn't really panned out, whether it be because of the previous coaching staff not doing a great job with them and developing them. A couple of the guys were, you know, maybe not entirely committed to the craft and to the game. But, I mean, it's definitely would be interesting. There's not a lack of talent for sure in this spot.
And I would give Reggie Wayne just another mold of clay, essentially, like a guy that's got size, athleticism. I would not be mad at that at all. I mean, yeah, you mentioned, you know, you've taken a couple guys, but that was with Frank Reich. So, like, what's the difference with Shane Steichen, you know, and we didn't see them take a late-round wide receiver last year. So could that be a potential thing with him and now Reggie Wayne growing into the role he's grown into, like just giving them another option and another guy that you're like, we can potentially mold him into being some sort of piece for us. Right. Because there still is opportunity, you know, for potentially a number six wide receiver. I know that's kind of a lot for people, but, you know, or a guy that's kind of right around that practice squad territory. I don't have a problem with, you know, throwing out a dart at the dartboard for one of these guys and letting them kind of sit in year number one, you know, and just going from there. I would be totally fine with that.
Even in a special teams category.
Yeah. Even if they start a special teams, I'm totally good with that. Just continue to add that talent to that position. Like we said, I mean, the cupboard's pretty full at wide receiver for Indy.
Yeah.
But if they add another guy here, I'm not going to be upset in the slightest, especially a guy that shouldn't be there. So I'm totally all right if Steichen and Reggie Wayne and all these guys say, we want one of these guys. And even though it's not a perceived position of need, it still is a position that we feel like we can never have enough playmakers.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one.
what I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football, and tennis, and all and baseball, and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Absolutely. I mean, let's talk real quick about tight end, because there's I feel like there might be a couple here early in this here that I think could potentially be a tight end that maybe Indy does want to take a chance on. We know a lot of people have been saying if you're not going to take Brock Bowers early, maybe you could take one really, really late. Jatavion Sanders out of Texas, Cade Stover is there out of Ohio State, Theo Johnson, the tight end out of Penn State, AJ Barner out of Michigan. I mean, there's a couple of solid names here on the back end.
I tell you, man, Theo Johnson would be a name that I would love a little bit later on. He's got the highest RAS score of any tight end in this draft. And so I would not mind Theo Johnson at all, you know, when it comes to tight end. And obviously, you know, you talk about Jatavion Sanders. Obviously, it would be kind of cool to reunite him with Mitchell over there. And I think he's a good player, definitely more of a receiving tight end, but wouldn't mind that. You mentioned Cade Stover as well. You know, he's pretty athletic. He's a pretty decently athletic tight end himself. So there are still a few options at tight end that I would not be opposed to Indianapolis going after.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, now let's kind of shift over here to the cornerback room, because, I mean, it's amazing, Cody. Here we are in the fourth round, and there's still a couple guys that you and I really like here. TJ Tampa, who was originally mocked by most people as a second-round corner, kind of like what Troy Franklin was dealing with. Now TJ Tampa falls. Not entirely sure as to why, but TJ Tampa finds himself there. Cam Hart right behind him, and you and I think me especially, has had a crush on Cam Hart coming to Indy for a long time. Kyrie Jackson, who might have some of the best measurables of any corner that we've seen ever. I mean, he's got insane measurables.
Yeah, pull this, I mean, his size here.
Yeah, it's truly insane. 6'4", almost 200 pounds. I mean, this would be the longest corner that we have. And we might have one of the most impressively athletic traits cornerback groups that anyone has in the league. And this guy would have better traits than or measurables than anyone.
Yeah, he'd be bigger than most wide receivers. That's pretty insane.
Yes.
You know, you mentioned some of these guys. You know, I can't ever say his name, but Richardson. Obviously, yeah, thank you. Richardson from Mississippi State. Wouldn't mind that. Kalen Carson, I know some people like as well. So there are a lot of options here for Indy, Derek, to add to just the competition with their cornerback room. And I think potentially round four is where I'd love to see them go and get a Cam Hart or a TJ Tampa or somebody like that. You know, I think that would just be another guy that can compete outside with Jalen Jones and Dallas Flowers for that number two outside corner. And there are some guys with serious size, like we just mentioned, in this draft, in this day number three. And so I think that would make a ton of sense for the Colts. If they wanted to go in that direction, I would not be mad at all, because that would be fantastic for them just to add some competition and maybe ease a few people's kind of concerns about corner a little bit.
Yep. Add that depth. There's no problem with that.
And they could compete, right? Yeah. They could start. Like, I'm not saying they won't, but it's just another guy in there that you're saying,
there's a couple guys in there that could legitimately have a potential to start.
I think they could push.
Yeah, honestly. And then the safety market, I don't know much about any of the rest of these guys outside of Jaden Hicks. Jaden Hicks is still there. There were a couple safeties that got taken in the third round. We kind of expected that to happen, but Jaden Hicks is still there. I've had him mocked a couple times because he just has those great measurables, a good RAS score right around that 9 area. So he's definitely an athlete, a very instinctual player. So I wouldn't mind that. I mean, is there a safety that you'd think, do you think Indy might come out the gate and just go safety right there and then? Just with how the market is right now, or you think that might be a later
pick? Maybe. Yeah, I guess it'll all depend on Hicks, right? We like Hicks a lot. I think that he would be a great pick for Indy in round 4. I mean, that's kind of where we had him as well. It's not as deep as some of these other positions. So I could see a scenario where Indy says, hey, you know, let's get another guy to throw in there to compete at safety, and just continue to add talent to that room. You mentioned Hicks, right around a 9 RAS score, so that would fit the bill. He's obviously got some good size as well. Some of these other guys, yeah, I don't know a ton about some of these other later safeties. I mean, none of these guys stand out. I mean, there's some decent athletes, like you talk about Dadrian Taylor-Demerson out of Texas Tech. He's got around an 8 RAS score. You mentioned a few other guys as well. Like, there are a few guys that have some decent RAS scores. Nothing crazy. Jaden Hicks would probably be the guy from a talent and an athleticism standpoint that would make the most sense for the Colts here. But, yeah, safety, there are a few guys, but not as much as maybe some of the other positions.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Yep. Is there anyone else that you think that Indy could potentially take here that we haven't talked about yet?
Let me see. So I pulled up some of the guys that I definitely want.
I would say I'm surprised Austin Booker, the edge out of Kansas, is still here
still
in the
there.
Fourth round. I thought that was going to be a third round guy, honestly.
Austin Booker, I wouldn't mind that. I mean, I know edge, people would be like, really, you're going back to edge?
Back to edge again? Yeah. With just how much depth we actually have at that spot. It might be the most loaded spot in the whole team.
Getting a little greedy there.
Yeah, definitely.
That's crazy, though. Yeah, there are guys that you're like, how are they still here, man?
Especially the wide receivers, too. So many wide receivers. I would not even be mad if we took one of the four.
I got to talk about another position we didn't even mention. Go to center. Could the Indianapolis Colts add a center here? This is kind of where we've talked about a few of these different guys. Tanner Bordellini out of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He's still available. I know
Limmer.
Yeah,
Limmer
out of Arkansas. Bo Limmer's a guy that I mocked to the Colts here in day number 3 as well. So there are a few centers that the Indianapolis Colts, because again, we talked about the whole idea of, do you want to consider, like, you know, the future of your center position? Ryan Kelly's contract's going to be up after this year. And, you know, maybe the Colts still, you know, keep him around, but it's not going to be long term. Like, he's on the wrong side of 30 now. And I know some offensive linemen can play into their mid-30s. But again, I think it is just wise for the Colts to consider, is there a possibility that we get a guy that could be our long-term solution at center after Ryan Kelly hangs it up? Or if the next year the Colts say, hey, we don't necessarily feel like we need to re-sign Ryan Kelly. Maybe we sign him like a year, but like we don't need to have, you know, commit to him long-term financially, yeah, especially with some of the injury concerns he's had the last couple of years, just some different stuff. It feels like he can never fully be healthy like for 17 games. Well, and
I know Zach Hicks has had a huge draft crush on Bordellini.
Yeah.
That one, I think he even said that like he had Bordellini at one point as like a top 50 pick.
Wow.
For him. So Limmer's been up there too. He really likes Limmer as well. So
very athletic.
So some interesting names there at center. You're right. 100%. It's going to be for a fun day 3 though, man. We're going to have a lot of picks.
I'll throw out another name. Nick Gargiulo out of South Carolina, he's got a very good RAS score, 9.47 as well. So I want to throw that one out there as well. Jacob Monk out of Duke, he's at 9.74. So there's a lot of athletic centers here that will be available for Indianapolis if they want to go in that direction, which I think is definitely great. So we'll see, man. We'll see what the Colts do. Like we said, different positions that the Colts could add to if they deem it necessary. A lot of depth at some of those positions, which is great news for Indy, but we'll just have to see how it shakes out.
Yep, absolutely. But that's going to do it for this one, guys. Let us know your thoughts. Day three, what are we thinking? Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, go Colts.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.